Hey, welcome to I'll Get a Burger, a journey to healthy living. I'm Brad.
And I'm Kara.
And we made it through another week. We set some goals last week for ourselves.
To, yes, we did.
To start in the new month.
Do you remember what yours are?
It was to get out. To get out and walk at least 5 days out of the week. I think I'm trying to remember if I hit five or only hit four.
Okay.
The next one was one of my meals out of the day had to be something Whole 30, as close to Whole 30 as possible, or, you know, not just crap, which I kind of failed at. I had some. There were some meals here and there, but it wasn't a consistent.
And your last one?
I think I only had two.
Oh, did you only have two? I thought you had three. Yeah. Well, mine were to exercise 5 times a week. And according to my Fitbit, that did not happen. But I disagree with my Fitbit. Because
you
one
and
of
your
the
Fitbit
days,
are fighting?
My Fitbit and I, we are for sure fighting. Because one of the days I did yoga.
You did?
I did yoga. For all of you people out there who do yoga all the time, mad props to you. I hate it. It sucks. It was awful. It hurt like crazy. And because of all of that, I plan to master it because I am stubborn and it is a challenge. And so now I will try to actually make it through the 45-minute workout. I only made it 30 minutes in. I was dying before the warm-up was ever even over. So, Stacy, wow. Okay. I'm shouting this out specifically to you because I know you do yoga. I need you to send me videos of the most simple, easy yoga things in the world. Because this lady already had blocks out and blankets. And I'm like, no, like, this is supposed to be beginner. Like, beginner is what I need.
You need below beginner.
Pretty much. I need yoga for idiots. Not bendy idiots. Let me put it there.
Okay.
I'm pretty strong, not bendy.
And I didn't try this yoga. I remember you coming upstairs and going, oh my gosh, just kicked my butt.
It did kick my butt. And what was even better is I had a meeting right after I did this with a family. And I was like, I tried yoga today. I'm like, it was a lot different than I thought it was going to be. And the mom looked at me. She goes, oh, honey, have you done it before? I was like, no, I've never. She goes, you're going to be so sore tomorrow.
And you were.
I was. I was like, I can't take my shirt off. Can somebody help? So in my mind, I did work out 5 days a week, but my Fitbit said only four. My water consumption, that was easy for me. We don't have anything other than water in the house really to drink.
No, we don't.
But my last one, I completely failed.
What was your last one?
It was eat my greens. And I said I was going to put it in a shake and try to have a shake each day. And I didn't do that. And my plan was to drink that for my breakfast. And it just ended up, I didn't have too much breakfast.
No, I think there are a lot of days during this. We just skip it.
Yeah.
You know, I've had coffee and then we're like, oh, we need to make lunch. Let's make lunch for the boys.
And it doesn't help that we have both jumped on the internet whipped coffee craze, me and my bougie coffee drink.
Yeah, no.
But I have said that I will no longer, well, I will drink it, but not with real milk because I noticed that my face is looking very red. And I think that's probably from dairy and gluten. And Zoom is very good at helping me realize all of the horrible things that I need to fix about myself.
When you have to do virtual meetings all the time and actually see yourself when you're mandatory to do video, you're like, ooh, yep, we need to work on some stuff.
Yeah, you see those jowls? You see that double chin? That's not fixing itself. And there isn't a filter out there that's like diminished 20 pounds from your face. So I did not do my shaky shake, but I did do a lot of whipped coffee.
We did have quite a few of those and they are pretty tasty. You didn't make them.
Oh no, I don't
as much as they say.
No.
Like you did not put the sugar in that it says to. So
it says to put 2 tablespoons in. I put maybe a teaspoon, probably not even that much. And I use espresso because there's nothing like having the shakes first thing in the morning. But it's so good.
They are. They're very good.
So do you want to keep those same goals for this coming week, or do you want to adjust?
Definitely the getting out walking 5 days a week. That is a necessity. I mean, it needs to happen, especially being cooped up in the house. Like,
could you add something different in there? Like, is there something you would want to try?
What do you mean to try?
I don't know. Like, within this whole journey, is there something that you're like, oh, I would like to shake it up and try X? Like, I made you try the Whole 30. Like, that's how this whole thing started. Is there anything
like that?
And
I didn't hate the Whole 30. Like, I'm fine with a lot of food that we ate on it. So it wasn't, I can't think of anything that I would like to try necessarily, aside from keeping ice cream out of the house.
Fair.
That's hard when you don't want to give in to your youngest child when he's like, can I get an ice cream? And he's got those big blue eyes. And you're like, sure, we can go get some.
And he is very good at putting on the puppy dog face and just getting him right up at you with this
really big,
super sweet look on his face. You know, it's ice cream. It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. And then 5 days in a row, you're like, you know, maybe not. As far as anything else, I can't really think of anything that I'd want to start or do or anything. What about you? Aside from yoga more.
I do. I want to try yoga again. And I have to say that I'm kind of dreading it. But at the same time, I like a challenge. So in that respect, I really like it. It is going to take me a while. I'm not going to build up to 45 minutes right away. I know that. And I think going in with that mindset will be better than me or better for me. The hardest part about yoga, minus the whole it hurts, is doing it with the dogs around. Because I'm on the ground. And
indoor, like, the boys.
It's like goat yoga, but with a dog who freaks out because he thinks there's something wrong with me because I'm panting and like, I think a goat would be better.
He's plus, jumping on you, licking your face. And like,
trying to think that there is something I would want to try. I kind of thought about the whole intermittent fasting thing. Thought that might be a fun thing to just say, hey, for a month, let's see what doing this does and reading up on that kind of thing.
I have read up on it. And
you have?
Yeah, when I was, I started it there for a bit when I was at work 6-8 months ago. I tried
it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And because I skipped it, I did the, you have the 8 hours, 8 hour window to eat, and then you have the other 16 off. So I would like skip breakfast. I wouldn't start my first meal until about 11 o'clock. And then from 11 to 7 would be my period. And then.
I know that there's all different ways intermittent fast.
There are multiple different ways to do it, but that's what I found easiest for me, just because in the morning, just, and now that doing the whole 30 and like intermittent fasting and like you can still drink like water, and I think you can drink just black coffee. And with the Whole 30 getting used to drinking black coffee, it wouldn't be as hard now, I don't think.
So that might be something I try.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. I'll think about it. I'll research a little bit on it.
All right. Do you want to stick with all your other goals that you had?
I do. I think having the water thing on there isn't so much a goal anymore. It's kind of habit, but I do like being able to cross it off my list. So
you're a list maker, and then being able to cross one thing off, you're like, yes.
Oh, it's great. It makes me very, very happy. With all the things that we aren't doing and all this extra time that we have, I'm not going to lie, I get a little annoyed. Maybe annoyed isn't the right word. Frustrated, I think, by the feeds that I see on Facebook and Instagram that are like, do this, do that. You can be in the best shape of your life. You can eat better than ever because you're at home cooking for yourself.
And yeah, okay.
I can definitely see where that mindset could be really good for some people.
Uh-huh.
For me, it sets a bar a little higher than I'm willing to go right now.
And what do you mean by that? Setting a bar too high when you're...
Okay, you know me. When I say I'm going to do something, do I do it halfway?
No.
No. Like, whenever I say we're going to do something, we do it. And so these people are like, get in the best shape of your life. You can work out 50 times a week and do this and do that. And you've got all this extra time on your hands.
Yeah. You're at home. There's just the time's just rolling.
Or
everywhere.
Like the people who have decided they're going to completely remodel their house themselves, that sort of thing. Okay.
I know what you mean. Yeah. Okay.
I get it. And there's part of me that really wants to do all of that. Uh-huh. Like, I would love to. And honestly, if we did not have children, game on. Like,
I think,
game on.
I think if we didn't have the boys, things would be like, all right, let's try knocking down some walls and do this and do that and like different stuff like that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Things that you guys should know as a little timeout. If we did that, he would lose interest about 30 minutes into the project and move on to something else.
Correct. She another side note, she laughed at me yesterday because I was playing Animal Crossing. And she's like, what are you doing? And I was building fences so I could make my own apple orchard. And I was moving trees around. And she just kind of shook her head like, you'll do it in a game. Something like that. But if I asked you to move a room around.
Oh, no, not true. You would move furniture around every single day if I would let you.
Yeah, furniture, like in a room, yes. But like shifting an entire house or remodeling the kitchen, so to speak, or something like that. I'd be like,
which I really want to do. Mm-hmm. It's true. That was a really long way to get to. What's that thing that you're missing the most?
For me, it's going to the movies, because it was probably at least a once a week thing for me is to get out and go to the theater and see a movie.
Okay. So how are you compensating?
I will say I'm not watching anymore. I don't feel at home.
I kind of feel like you're watching less.
I am watching less, actually. But I feel like I do a movie podcast, which we would only do every other week. But we've started doing something every week now, talking TV, movies, and stuff like that. So I feel like that's kind of the compensation, is we're doing that every week more so than I had before. Or other live streams that I've been part of, I kind of fill with that. That's my entertainment right now.
Okay, that's a good entertainment. Is there anything that you're like, this is my guilty pleasure during this time?
Animal Crossing, probably.
Truth. If you don't know what Animal Crossing is.
Oh, yeah. We talked about it a few episodes ago, a few weeks ago.
Our neighbor who just moved in, we didn't even know his name until like yesterday. Oh, they're friends on there.
Yeah, we're friends on the Switch now, and we can play Animal Crossing
together.
Because
they wanted to play Animal Crossing together. He was like, you have Animal Crossing, right? Now, keep in mind, talk to this guy maybe 5 times.
Or less.
Maybe less.
Yeah. I mean, he's only lived there, what, a month?
If that. So, but now they're playing Animal Crossing together.
But we're Animal Crossing friends now, so it's official.
It is official. They are official friends, guys.
What about you? Guilty pleasure.
It's not, I haven't been able to do it yet.
Okay.
But I think it will become a guilty pleasure. I don't do it very often at all. I love to do my nails. Brad knows this. Like, yes. I love to get my nails done. Yep. I love to get a pedicure. Like, that's that one thing that if I had unlimited funds, or if I wasn't as budget conscious as I am, I would probably get manicures every week or every 2 weeks. And I'd get pedicures for sure, like once a month, without a doubt. Like, that's that pampering thing that I love.
Yeah.
So there's nail stuff called S&S, and you dip it and it's like a powder. So it hasn't arrived yet. But when it does, I bought my own kit so I can learn how to do it at home.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. Really?
Huh? I did.
Just waiting for this Amazon box to show up. And I'll be like, what's this?
I have been expecting it for 2 weeks now. And I'm really annoyed every day that it does not arrive. But my children's headphones arrive in under 24
hours.
Less
than 24 hours.
The other thing, and this is another thing Brad knows, I don't sit well. I don't.
Yeah, the boy, like, back to Animal Crossing, the boys have asked her to play multiple times. She does it. She can't just sit and just play a mindless game like that. She's like, no, I can't. It just, no.
It doesn't. It doesn't work for me. If we watch a movie at home, I'm doing something else while we watch the movie. I'm playing a game. I'm doing my nails. I think the only
time that you can just sit is if you're reading a book.
If I'm reading a book, if I go to the movie theater. If I go to the movie theater, then I'm all in.
Mm-hmm.
And there's snacks. One of the things that I've thought about, we have been kind of as a family watching a little bit more like, oh, we'll do a movie every couple nights. And
yeah, we do more of that together.
We have discovered that as a family, we really like The Masked Singer, which ended up being,
as dumb as it is, like, yeah, we all watch it together as a family.
And then Lego Masters.
Mm-hmm.
And I just sitting there just drives me nuts. But I don't want to pull my phone out because I don't want them,
because it's like the family boys
to
time.
See that. Right. Yep. So I'm thinking about taking up like needlepoint of some kind to cement my 80-year-old soul in everything.
You're going to crochet too?
No. I'm not that old. I'm thinking just cross stitch. Like I found a couple different ones, but it's again, like, is Amazon going to deliver this to me or is it going to be another like 5 week hold?
So you've ordered one of those too?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay.
I've contemplated it, but I haven't done it. But it's something that I could sit and be doing while we're watching something.
Yeah.
And I would feel like I'm productive. I have a real issue with not being productive.
And I don't.
He does not at all. Drives me nuts.
I can just chill all day.
And I drive him nuts because once I open my eyes, I'm ready to go for the day.
And I'm like, not yet.
I'm like, here's everything that we need to
12 hours later. Oh, look at the time. It's time to go to bed.
Yeah. And I'm like, what you don't want to sleep on, though, is our April 5K.
Oh, yeah. No. We have one. I found one that is a virtual 5K that we are going to sign up and do.
Because he wants the shirt.
I want the shirt more than anything. It's called Bigfoot, the Social Distancing Champions Running Challenge. So it's a run walk, but it's virtual. And the shirt is, if anybody's ever seen the pictures of Bigfoot, you know, captured walking, it's like a silhouette of that, but he's holding a roll of toilet paper.
So
I want the shirt. So I'm like, let's do this one so I can get the shirt.
Which is fine. I mean, it is a pretty hilarious shirt. So we're going to do that one. But then I found another one. And I'm like, maybe he signs up for that one and I sign up for this one. This one is the Oscar the Grouch Scram Race. And the money from this one benefits the Sesame Workshop Yellow Feather Fund. So it's also a virtual one, but they want you to do it on Earth Day because the idea is to promote Earth Day.
We said we wanted to do our next one on or around Earth Day, depending on the weather.
We did. I don't know. We may sign up for a different one this year, although the shirt wouldn't be bad. I don't know what the shirt looks like for this one, honestly. Back to the yoga thing for a minute. I do think we did a little bit better of posting more on Instagram this week. Not great. I tried to get Brad to take a picture of me doing yoga and determine there is no good angle to see. That's not happening.
I think we did a lot of posting getting out photos, like just take that moment in your life because you're in the house, get out, take a moment to see even if you're just walking to your front yard for a minute to get some fresh air, just enjoy those little things like that.
One thing I will say, dig deeper than I did on our one outing. It was probably my favorite walk of the week. I talked Brad, well, I didn't talk him into it. I told everybody, hey, we're going to a state park and we're going to go hike.
Yes.
And I
was excited because they had waterfalls.
And he even said, have you checked to make sure they're open? And I said, yes, I have. And I pulled up the website and I read to him exactly what it said. And then we got there and all the trails were closed.
All of them were closed. So she looked again and they updated their site and only two trails were open. Their two easiest trails that did not go by any waterfalls. They were just kind of little loops.
They were little loops, and the boys were like, this is so boring. I want to go home. Can we play video games? I contemplated just leaving them there.
I mean, we still got outside. I think you and I enjoyed it more than they did. They just thought it was like, we're just walking this little dirt trail in a circle.
Every time we found a creek, they were happy.
Yes.
And correct. We just accepted that they were going to be wet and cold, and it was fine.
Yeah.
But they were right. We were the two trails that were open. We made them walk both of them.
With our 5K, whether we both do the same 5K or separate, you can follow us. I will post on Instagram and Twitter like we did before. Follow us at I'll Get a Burger on both. And we do a story when we start. We give updates of it. We've been giving updates like, you know, taking pictures of flowers and just enjoying the little things when we're outside. We're doing little things like that. Maybe I'll try to get some yoga shots in there.
It is not happening.
But follow us on those. And you can also tag us in any pictures of, you know, your walks, runs, being outdoors, whatever you're doing to, like, in this social distancing, stay-at-home phase that we're in. Like, tag us in some stuff. We love seeing what everybody's doing.
And I we were trying to wind this up, but I do think that this is just a little bit of how I am. Whatever I'm consuming is what I'm motivated to do.
Oh, so okay, yeah.
When my Instagram feed is filled with everybody baking, I want to bake. When my Instagram feed is filled with the beauty of the outdoors, I want to get outdoored. Uh-huh. Whenever I read a book and the characters in the book are really into being healthy or really into exercise or they're in an active phase of like trying to lose weight, I'm motivated to do that. Yeah. So seeing and hearing from you and you guys filling our feed with that stuff will help us, or at least help me.
I completely agree. And then you want to get out and I get out. Well, that wraps up another week of updates from us. And just everybody stay healthy out there. We will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.